Dynamite, dynamite, dynamite. This is the Lawyer James Dynamite audio program. It is the absolute best audio content by a New York business attorney in both transactional and litigation practice areas, and it is helpful for all industries. Now here's today's episode. Hold up. One more thing before we get started. You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com, james@thelawyerjames.com. Or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153. All right, on today's episode, I want to talk to you about being credible and being trustworthy. This is part of the litigation strategy series, and the topic is be credible and be trustworthy. Be credible and be trustworthy. Why do you think that this is important? Well, don't you want to do business with people or be engaged in a profession with people on the other side who are honorable people? You know, one of the biggest things that we run into both in life and in terms of work, one of the biggest things is that people don't do what they say that they're going to do. To me, it's mind-boggling because I grew up in a family that, you know, you say you're going to do something and you do it. And this is just basic stuff. It's really basic. But after, you know, years and years, almost two decades of practice, it's a very, very, very rare quality. And when you operate with people and especially litigate and are in a dispute with people who do not operate that way, it takes it to a whole other level. And it's very frustrating and it's very inefficient. And that translates into increased cost and increased inefficiencies and increased frustration on the part of basically everybody involved, but the people or the entities who get hurt the most in that instance is the client. All right. So how can you present yourself as a trustworthy and credible person? Well, number one, you have to be in your core. I mean, that's basically it's a non-starter if you're not. But, you know, there's a few things here that communicate trustworthiness and credibility. All right. So number one, you do what you say you're going to do. Now, how can you do that? You can respond. If you say, okay, let's make a call, let's have a call at, you know, 2 p.m. on Wednesday. And when you show up on time for the call and you dial in or you dial the person at 2 o'clock, then that shows that you do what you say that you're going to do. If you have a meeting set for a certain time, in person, you get there a few minutes early and you do what you say you're going to do. Another example of this is, let's say that you work with an adversary and you're entering into a stipulation, whether it's one that will, you know, extend somebody's time to file something, or if it's more of a robust stipulation where you let's say settle the case or settle an issue, get a party out of the case, something like that. Then it's a little bit more robust, but the point is you have a stipulation, whether it's robust like that or whether it's very procedural and simple. If you agree with the other side that one of you is going to draft it and you'll get it done by a certain date, then you need to get it done by that certain date. And that is a major, very strong, very proven way to build credibility and, do what you say that you're going to do. And number two is, let's say that you can't do what you say you're going to do. Well, what are your options? Your options are to do nothing. Another option you have is to just do it and be late. And the third option you have is when you know that you're going to be late, call, text, or email the other side and say, "Look, I'm going to miss the deadline." Try your hardest not to miss these deadlines, but things happen. They really shouldn't, and you should schedule your time so that they don't happen. But when they're in your control, certainly don't make them happen. But when they're out of your control and you can't make the deadline, call the other side and let them know, "I'm going to be a day late. I'm going to be an hour late." Speak to them. Let them know what's going on. And by the way, you should be agreeing with your adversary to give you sufficient time to get these things done so that there is no rush, there is no craziness. Now, just as a caveat or a footnote, and it's not directly on point with what I'm saying, but it's related and it's important. When, there's a court deadline or a response deadline or a statutory deadline, and you come into the case as an attorney a little bit later, that's something different than what I'm saying because that's outside of your control. And typically when that happens, you can tell the other side, "I just got retained. I just came into the case. If you're an attorney, I just came into the case, and let's have some more time." If you're a client and if you're the party, get communicating with the other side or with your attorney as soon as possible, as soon as possible, because the time here is your enemy, particularly where you are the defendant. And when you're the plaintiff, the more time that elapses between the deadlines, the better it is for you because the other side is going to be taken off guard, and that's good for the plaintiff. Well, it's good for really anybody to. It's good for anybody's adversary that your adversary is caught off guard. But in the scenario I just painted, it's typically, when there's a default looming, it's the more time that passes, the more in favor of the plaintiff it is and less in favor of the defendant. There are other metrics to this time analysis, but that is in the context of a default. Now, somebody's going to say, "Well, I thought you said that it's better for defendants if time drags on." Well, that's true if the plaintiff is chasing after you and doesn't have the opportunity to default you. Then it's definitely better for the defendant because then you get the time value of money as a defendant and the possibility that they may just flake, that the plaintiff may just flake and not pursue it. But you cannot have the default looming over your head. Now, there's another way, the third way to gain credibility is to do good work. Because when you sling stuff over, you miscite an authority, or you have a lot of misspellings in there, or you put the wrong index number on it, or there's just something that's off about it. There's a lot of grammatical errors. It's incoherent. It's obvious that it hasn't been reviewed and proofread. If the work is shabby, then even on a very subliminal level, it communicates something to the decision maker, like the judge, that if this person is wrong about this thing and doesn't care about it, then what else do they not care about? What else are they wrong about? There's this quote, and it says, "How you do one thing is how you do everything." So it's very, very important to do very, very good, clean, high quality work product. Why? Because it builds and maintains your credibility, and credibility is so important. Because what do you have if you don't have credibility? Well, you don't really have anything. And if you're not a credible person, and the judge knows that you're not a credible person, or the adversary knows that you're not a credible person, then you know what? They're not going to believe you, and they're not going to trust you. And it will work very, very, very much against you. Conversely, if they do trust you, if they do believe you, if they do see that you do good work, if they do see that you, you know, meet your deadlines, if you're communicative with the court when, or with your adversary when you're running out of time and you need more time and you're going to miss the deadline, then you're going to have credibility, and what you say can and will go a very, very long way. It'll benefit your side of the dispute, even to the point where you win. And when you're in a dispute, you want to win. And this is why credibility is super, super important. Be credible. Do your best to get things done on time. Do your best to communicate with the adversary if you can't make it, or with the court, or with whoever you're talking with. And do excellent, excellent work, because you want to first establish and then maintain credibility throughout the dispute, because you want to maximize your chances of winning. You want to maximize your chances of winning and prevailing in the dispute, no question.
You can reach me online by visiting my website, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com, thelawyerjames.com. You can call me at 212-500-1891. That's the office, 212-500-1891, 212-500-1891. You can contact me by email at james@thelawyerjames.com, 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 or by text message at 917-783-3153. Text message 917-783-3153. That's 917-783-3153.